Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Good evening. Making sure that you guys can hear me. Think you're okay. Think I'm okay. Welcome to tonight's show. Happy to be here. Glad that you are here. Not sure if my sweetheart's going to join us tonight or not. I think he's on the fence. He's had a long day. But I'm here. I'm your host tonight. I am Tanisha. And today is April 18th, 2021. It's 9:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. Very happy to be here. Thank you all for those who tuned in Wednesday night, prayed for me. I was feeling pretty bad. Allergies had me tore up. Actually, it had me tore up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I really started feeling much better today, honestly. So just keep me in prayer. I'm keeping you all in prayer for supernatural healing. I'm believing for supernatural healing for myself. I know that it's a done deal. I'm just waiting for it to manifest. So when we're in that position where we're dealing with chronic health conditions, we still trust what the Word of God says. We still believe God no matter what we're experiencing. We still walk in wisdom, of course. You can't just say, you know, not going to take any medicine or whatever, unless the Lord tells you that. You do what you can, but you still trust God. And I'm believing God for total healing from allergies, especially since this is the state that he wants me to be in. And anybody who's in Texas knows that, you know, if you're not a native, even the native sometimes experience it, but people tend to have very bad allergies out here. I never had allergies when I was in California, but about a year or so after I moved out here, and I've been out here since 2005, I started to develop pretty bad allergies, and they've just started to get worse and worse with time. And it's not just sneezing and sniffing. Like, I mean, they'll have me just down for the count. The tiredness, it's just, there's so much that comes along with the swelling, breaking out in hives. It's pretty nuts, but I am believing God for total and complete healing for allergies. So if you have allergies, I'm believing for total and complete healing for you as well, no matter what type of condition you have, whether you have a liver condition or problems with your thyroid, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, it doesn't matter what it is. I am really believing God for total and complete healing and that we will walk in victory in all areas of our life. And that takes me to where what I want to talk about briefly tonight before I start taking calls. Terrence and I were talking about this earlier, but we're talking about the direction that God is taking us in for the remainder of the year and for just the times to come. And I really believe, I know for a fact, I'm going to say, that we're going to walk in the supernatural. And that is why I played the song that I played tonight, the All Glory, All Power, because the Lord, when he spoke to me about 2021, He spoke about walking in supernatural, Holy Spirit, fire, right, miracles, and love. And we are going to see that. We're in the second quarter now, right, of 2021, because we're in April. And I don't know about you guys, but Terrence and I have had a pretty miraculous first quarter. And we're just believing that each quarter things are going to get more and more miraculous, that we are going to see God really move in some pretty cool ways. And one thing that I know that God is doing for us as a body of Christ in this year is he's going to do things, right? Because we rely on systems. We rely on certain things to get things done. And every system has rules and criteria. And what I believe God is doing for us as a body of Christ, he's going to do things outside of the world's rules and criteria so that he gets all the glory, all the honor, right? And proves that he has all the power so that as a body, we can get out of the mindset of having to rely on the way the world does things. Because we know that we're in this world, but we're not of it. But of course, being in this world and operating in this world, we are part of a lot of the world's systems. And so we know how things get done, right? And so we start to believe and rely on those things to get things done. And it's not to say that things can't get done by the world system, but where God is moving us as a body is to not solely rely on the way the world does things, because he does what he wants to do. And he will prove himself to be all powerful and almighty. And he will prove that nothing can stop his plans. And nobody, right? The word of God is clear. If God be for you, who could be against you, right? Who can be against you? And so he's going to prove that to us. He's really going to prove himself, because the direction that we're going in, we're really going to have strong faith and know who we serve. It's one thing to know about who we serve. There's a difference to know about who we serve, and it's then to know who we serve. You can know about people, right? You know about, a lot of people think they know celebrities because they know about them, but they haven't had one conversation. They haven't sat and had a meal with them. They don't know anything outside of what that person wants them to know. But when you know a person, you're around a person, you know things even they don't have to tell you, because you could observe, because then that's how you grow in intimacy. That's how you get to know somebody, because you're not just basing your knowledge on what they are telling you, but you're also basing your knowledge on what you're experiencing and what you're witnessing without them telling you. You know, most people don't want to tell you they're not a Monday person and they got a bad attitude in the mornings. You know, most people aren't going to tell you those things. But if you're around a person and you observe them, then you might notice that they hate Mondays and they've got a bad attitude in the morning, because you're getting to know them. And so that's what God wants from us, to spend time with him, so that we don't just know about him, but we know him. And it's not just about what we're reading or being told. We know his ways, right? Just like with a human, you know, you start to know their ways even without them telling you. And that's always cool when you're with somebody, you know, whether it be a friendship or, you know, a husband and wife, or, you know, a job or whatever, and people will say, you know, hey, I made sure that I didn't do this because I know how you feel about Mondays. And you're like, oh, I never told you I had felt no type of way about Mondays. Like, trust me, I know. You know, you feel good when a person can read you, or they have an understanding of who you are, and then they operate, you know, at a grace accordingly. You know, like Terrence has, you know, there's all sorts of things. You know, Terrence is a very neat person, not just neato, but like neat, like actually neat, likes things to be in their place and clean and all that kind of stuff. So I have to be mindful when he's tripping over my stuff that he might feel some sort of way, you know, because he's a neat person. But that's how God wants us to be, where we recognize and identify, you know, who he is, not just based on what we're reading, but because we're spending time with him. And he's going to do things in this year so that we can see his characteristics and see how he operates. And we can rely on that, because we're not going to be able to rely on the system. You know, things change, and we've seen that just with the whole COVID outbreak and things that's going on with that, how things can suddenly change. Suddenly, you know, I still remember when it happened. Kids were out on spring break. Suddenly they couldn't go back to school. Suddenly they're telling people, you know, to only go out in public if absolutely necessary. And suddenly, you know, there's all these different changes. Then all of a sudden they said to wear a mask. And I remember a woman at a beauty supply that I went to, she told me to wear a mask before they even announced to wear masks. She told me that in her country, that's what they did if there was, you know, outbreaks of diseases or, you know, viruses or whatever the case may be. And she made me buy a mask. And she's like, don't go anywhere in public without wearing this mask. And she, you know, sold me a bunch of cleaning supplies and, you know, all sorts of stuff too. But suddenly the way we operated changed. And Terrence and I were talking about that earlier, how now our new normal is now wearing masks. It's, you know, we look like Street Fighter characters now. You know, before, you see people with masks on, you only saw them in, you know, video games or, you know, doctor shows or stuff like that. Now this is completely normal. It's completely normal for you to go out and somebody's wearing a surgical mask, you know, or a mask with Snoopy all over it, or whatever the case may be. This is normal to us. We're not like, what in the world, you know? What's going on? Somebody got a bandana on, and they're not a, you know, pirate or a cowboy or whatever. That's normal to us now. So we know that things can suddenly change, and how we operate can suddenly change. And so we have to be prepared for that. So we can't rely on the way things are, you know. Yeah, right now you can go to get your groceries at the grocery store, but what's going to happen if you can't go to the grocery stores anymore and get your groceries? You know, what's going to happen if you, you know, they change the way you do business, that you can't go into, you know, buildings anymore, that you have to rely on everything electronically? What are you going to do? You know, so you have to be relying on the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which is our Lord. He doesn't change. Our God doesn't change, right? He's the same, where everything else could change. Everything in the world, the way we operate, everything can change in this world. And we're just getting a taste of that right now. But rely on the one who does not change. Rely on the one whose plans are good, because right now we've got a lot of stuff going on right now. We don't know if the plans that the government or the people in charge have for us are for our good. We don't know that, right? We don't know. They're telling people to get this vaccine. We don't know if that's for our good or not, you know? And they're telling us to do all these things. We don't know if that's for our good. We don't know what their agendas are. We don't know if they have ulterior motives. We don't know. But we do know that the God that we serve said that all of his plans are for our good and have an expected end. And so when you're feeling some sort of way because you don't know, right, and things can change, rely on the one who doesn't change, and rely on the one who you do know has plans only for your good. And have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, because we've got a lot of voices right now telling us different things, giving us different information. And a lot of people say they don't know what to believe. They're confused. They don't know what to do, because all these different voices are saying different things. And so that's why it's so important for us to have an ear to hear. What is the Spirit saying? What is God telling you? Because as this world continues, as the sun rises and sets, right, and as the earth spins, it's going to get, you know, things are going to turn up in the world. And so we have to be relying on what is God telling us, no matter if it's opposite of what the world is telling us. You have to be relying on what is God saying. And he's really trying with all of his might to get us as a body of Christ to really rely on and put our faith and trust in him. And I believe that is part of the reason why we're going to see miracles, because he's proving himself to be true. He's proving himself. He doesn't have to do that, but he knows that in this next phase that we're going to have to rely on that. We're going to have to rely on that, because everything around us is going to change. I remember several years ago, and I've told this story before on the show, several years ago praying, and the Lord showed me an apple while I was in prayer. Just an apple, just sitting there. Like when you go to the store and there's the apples and they're all piled up. And it was like the vision just zoomed in on this one apple. And so I said, Lord, what are you showing me? And he said, there's going to come a time where you're going to remember going to the store to buy an apple. And I said, remember it? And he said, yeah, you'll remember, but you won't be able to do it. And that made no sense then, but now as things are changing and times are changing, it's starting to make more and more sense. You know, imagine not being able to go to the store to buy an apple. Imagine everything has to be done by a private shopper and you just go get in line and pick your stuff up. You know, that very well can happen. That will happen. You know, the Lord told me that's going to be something I remember. Remember when you can go to the store and buy an apple? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that no more. You know, so you better grow your own or whatever the case may be, or get used to somebody else picking out your apples. But what we rely on today, the systems that we rely on today, can always change tomorrow. And that can cause people to have anxiety or stress. But if we're operating under the kingdom's system, then we don't worry about what happens in the world, because we're always going to be walking in wisdom, and God is always going to be ahead of what's going on and preparing us so that when things change in the world, they don't have to affect us. We don't change because we're not part of the world. We're in it, but we're not of it, you know. And then again, when you find out that, hey, these people said to do this for your safety, and then you find out that it's not safe or whatever the case may be, you're not freaking out, because if you're relying on what God is telling you, you have safety in that. You know, your safety has to be in the Lord. You know, we really need to walk out Psalm 91, because that is where, that's our fortress. That's what's going to keep us safe, is what is God telling you to do. So my sweetheart, he's here. You're going to speak? You're going to be part of it? Or you're going to rest? What you going to do?
I'm going to do whatever the Lord tells me to do.
Okay. You're going to have an ear to hear.
Hello, everybody. I'm easing on in here tonight. I'm a little exhausted. Can't stop sweating. And it's not even hot in here, but... Yeah, what Tanisha is saying tonight is, I agree with it 100%, because God is really taking us out of the phase to where we have made things habitual. And we've been so reliant on outside sources,
mm-hmm.
resources, and he's taking it back to the root with him being the source. Source, and for us as the body of believers, is very key for us to really walk in wisdom. And while Tanisha was talking, the Lord took me to Proverbs 4 and emphasis on verse 9, but I'm going to read verse 7 down King James. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Mm.
Then it says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Now, I'm going to read this out of the Passion Translation. And it says, wisdom is the most valuable commodity, so buy it. Revelation knowledge is what you need, so invest in it. Wisdom will exalt you when you exalt her truth. She will lead you to honor and favor when you live your life by her insights. You will be adorned with beauty and grace, and wisdom's glory will wrap itself around you, making you victorious in the race. So with wisdom, we walk in wisdom, not fear. That's very key for us as believers to really know how to walk as kingdom citizens.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. John said the kingdom of God is at hand, because that was Jesus' mission. That was what he was ordained to do, preach the kingdom, and to make sure that he builds disciples to continue to preach kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because kingdom has to be preached to the four corners of the world before he returns. Hear me when I say this, not Christianity, but kingdom. Not religion, but kingdom. Not your own doctrine, but kingdom. The kingdom of God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The heavenly kingdom has to be preached, because salvation is the goal here.
Mm-hmm.
Souls are at stake. And so we have to walk in wisdom. We have to really incline our ears to the Lord to hear from him during these times. Because like Nisha was saying, a lot of people are talking. A lot of news media is talking. A lot of social media is talking. A lot of pastors are talking. A lot of these philosophical men and women are talking. But hear the voice of the Lord. Yield to wisdom. Yield to wisdom. Says he will lead you to honor and favor.
Mm-hmm.
When you live your life by her insights. Hear what wisdom is saying. Don't just be listening for a good thing. Because a lot of things that sounds good may not be a wise move.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to do. Go do this and this, that, and another. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. But if wisdom didn't tell you to do it, don't you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So, Lord, we just thank you for opening us up tonight to your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we pray, Father, that our hearts receive it and that we obey it. That we fall in love with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That we fall in love with wisdom and allow our lives to be led by her. Because when we move in wisdom, sometimes, because when we look at the scripture, it says wisdom is the most valuable commodity, so buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says revelation knowledge is what you need, so invest in it. So in order to get the knowledge, you have to have wisdom first, because wisdom would then explain to you. You would get an understanding of things when you move in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know why God told you to make that left instead of that right? Because wisdom will save us from a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
He told you to make that left because if you had made that right, that was a shooting that was going to break out. And you avoided that because you listened to wisdom.
Right.
You listened to the Spirit of God. Yeah, I got the money. Yeah, I mean, I got the money. I could just go ahead and do that. But then you go and invest this money that God didn't tell you to invest, and it was a good investment. But not in your case. A lot of people have been doing well when they put their money in, but now you've cursed your money. Now you got to try to work yourself up out of it again.
Mm-hmm.
All because you didn't follow what wisdom said. Wisdom said, not now. Right now ain't the time. Yeah, you got the money, but don't do it. But everybody else saying, man, you should go on and get in. While the getting is good,
mm-hmm.
go on and do it. See, this is what I've gotten. And see, that's where we fail a lot of times trying to measure other successes, other people's successes, and what they did and what they do.
And trying to give wisdom a look.
Right.
Trying to give wisdom a complexion.
Right.
You know, like, oh, well, I don't know if it's wise for me to do that because everybody else over here is making money. And if I go here, then I'm not going to make no money.
Mm-hmm.
Quit basing wisdom on a look. Wisdom is what it is.
Absolutely. So be wise in these days.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for wisdom every day. Never cease to pray. Wisdom tells you to never stop praying.
Right. Change your verbiage. You know, instead of saying, help me to have a good day, help me to have a wise day.
Right.
Instead of saying, help me to make good decisions and good choices, help me to make wise decisions and wise choices. Wisdom is necessary and needed.
Absolutely.
You know, and ask the Lord to check your heart and make sure that you really truly have a reverential fear.
Yes.
Because you cannot obtain wisdom from the Lord without reverential fear. That
yes.
is a prerequisite. Now, you could borrow some wisdom from somebody else, but I'd rather be able to get it direct. And so,
amen.
Make sure that you got the requirements. Because there is a system, and there's a just like there's a systems in the world, the kingdom of heaven has systems too. But we know what the systems are because God teaches us. But there is a system to wisdom. And it says the reverential fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't start something without the beginning. So if you want the, if you really want to walk in wisdom, you need to have a reverential fear.
Yes.
And so be asking God. Don't make no assumptions in these days.
No.
Assume nothing when we have the Holy Spirit to bring us into all truth. Why would I assume anything when I have the power to come into all truth?
Yes.
So ask the Holy Spirit, examine me. And do I have reverential fear? And if I don't, help me to obtain it, because that's the first step of getting wisdom. And I need wisdom in these days. We live in evil times. We live in times that will try to cloak evil as good. We live in times that will try to cloak your downfall into concern and care for you. And if you don't have wisdom, it'll be easy to perish. It'll be easy to get caught up. It'll be easy to fall victim. It'll be easy to fall into snares and traps. So read up on wisdom and the benefit. Wisdom is worth more than money. Fine jewels, precious jewels. Wisdom has no value. Everything else has value, right? You can take some jewelry and you can get it appraised and they'll tell you the value of it, so that if you were to decide to give it or sell it, you would know what it's worth. Wisdom has no value. It's beyond value. It's worth more than, there's no measuring stick. There's no human measurement of value that you could place on wisdom, which is why if you go into work every day tolerating bad behaviors and a boss that you can't stand to get money, because you see the value of money, how much more should you be fighting tooth and nail to get wisdom when it has more value than money, when it has more value than that car you're driving, it has more value in that heirloom that you received, it has more value in the house that you live in, it has more value than the land that you own, it has more value than anything that you can appraise. So keep that same energy. Now, you be willing to fight people in court for your inheritance. You willing to, you know, fight for your promotion. You willing to fight to maintain your house, property value, and all that kind of stuff. Keep that same energy for wisdom. Be at the feet of the Lord. Lord, give me wisdom. Bestow wisdom on me, Father God. Help me to walk in wisdom. Help wisdom to be like a second shadow. Wherever I go, there is wisdom. Help me to say wise things. Help me to see things from wise eyes. Help me to identify things through the filter of wisdom. See the value of that. Because in the times that we're living in, that's more valuable than anything. If you could just be able to identify things for what they truly are in wisdom. Do you know how much value they have? People will try to pay you for that. Because they would see the value in it. Because a lot of people are just confused right now. Confused what politicians are for us, what politicians are against us. Are these vaccinations safe? Is the government lying to us? Now the government talking about identifying UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And you trying to figure stuff out as you navigate in this life. You need wisdom, body. You need wisdom. As a body, we need it. Brothers and sisters, we need it. It is a necessity at this point. It's like you being in, you know, negative 3-degree weather and thinking you don't need no coat. Or thinking that you could go outside in negative 3-degree weather with no boots on, no socks. It's a necessity at this point. Before, yeah, people playing around, right? You just playing around, life's going on, and all this kind of stuff. Life is changing. And now it's not where you can just play around with it. You need wisdom. You need it.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary so that you can make wise decisions. And that's what we need. We need to change our speech. Again, help me to have a wise day, Lord, in the morning. Help me to say wise things. Help me to make wise decisions. Let me walk in wisdom. Let me also walk in knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just be blindly doing stuff. Help me to understand. Because if I understand, I can teach. If I understand, then I can let the next person know, and not just, why'd you do that? I don't know, just because I did it. But if I could give you an understanding of why I did it, I'm teaching you. And we need to be teaching one another. We need to be looking out for one another. Because when we trust in these world people and these world systems to look out for us, boy, that's you putting your head in the lion's mouth. Teeth out. So we got to be relying on and on one another and knowing who's for us and who's not for us. So that's my prayer. We're going to start answering calls. I want to do a corporate prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, for another opportunity. Thank you for this platform, a place where we can grow, where we can sharpen one another, love on one another, teach, train, admonish, correct, you know, just all the things that's necessary so that we can be the best of who you have made us and called us to be. And Lord, help us to have reverential fear. Help us to identify if we don't have it, and give us the knowledge of how to have it if we don't already. Come against any strongholds or blockages or bad mindsets that's preventing us from having it. And Lord, help us to walk in wisdom. Help us to see the value of wisdom.
Yes.
Help us to be willing to do what it takes. Help us not to be lazy, sleeping on the job, because we all have work to do in this earth, Father God. And help us to, we just come against any type of fear that tries to come on people. Just come against and break the back of the spirit of fear, because we know fear has torment and fear is not of you, Father God. Help us to walk in peace. Help us to rely on you. Help us to focus our minds and meditate on your word, Father God. Help us to not intake too much junk, but to be mindful of what we're intaking, just like with food. What are we allowing our mental to feed on? Help us to have a desire, a hunger and a thirst to feed on your word and your ways, to listen to edifying music and programs that speak of your goodness and that teach us your word, and to not want to not be aware of what's going on in the world. We need to know what's going on in the world more so that we can pray. We all have the ability to pray. Even if we can't do something hands-on, we can always pray, which is more hands-on than putting physical hands on. So help us, Father God, to yield to you and to your word, and help us to be bearers of truth and to speak your word, Father God, to speak your word with authority. And not backing down or cowering under the pressures of the world and their ways, but to boldly proclaim the truth of your word in your ways, Father God. And just bless your people, Lord, and touch their bodies. We just speak that we will see the miraculous this year. We'll see the supernatural, that you will prove yourself to be who you are. And so that our faith can grow and we won't be afraid of the changes that happen in the system of the world, because we'll be operating under the system of the kingdom. Let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's start taking some callers. tonight. Let's start here. Let me start from the top. 954-580, who are we speaking to?
Hello, good evening. This is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you both?
Great.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. I think I'm going to start. Terrence is looking for, I think, a speaker so we can hear you better. We can hear everybody better, but I can hear. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Carolyn. Father God, we just thank you. I see you being elevated. Lord, we just thank you for the elevation, Father God. We thank you that in her elevated role that you will use her to be an encourager to people, that you will use her to walk in truth, that you will use her to love on people. Like, I see God elevating you, which means higher, right? You're going up higher. He's going to use you in a way that's very subtle. Like Terrence and I were talking earlier today about Miles Monroe, for example, how he was a pastor, but he also was a sought after speaker and motivator. And he had respect from even men and women who were not believers, because he knew how to present the truth without making it preachy, right? They didn't feel like they were being preached to, but he still was sharing the truth, which made him a preacher of the word for those who identify as being a believer and those who even don't identify as being a believer, but he still was teaching the word of God and teaching truth. And so once people hear truth, they're accountable to it. And I see God elevating you and using you in like him, where you can be teaching the truth without putting a scripture behind it, you know, where a person doesn't even realize that they're being ministered to, because some people, once they know your belief, they will purposely not listen to you just for the simple fact that they know your beliefs. And I see God using you in a way to where you're going to be able to share the love of Christ and be able to share the truth of the word, but it's not going to come off as preachy. But then by the time they realize that you're a believer, they're not going to be able to deny that the things that you were teaching them was true. It's like a strategy to get all people. Because when we're called to go out and preach the word and to make disciples, you know, we're called to go out into the world. So not just believers, but we're called for unbelievers too. And God has his strategies for all people. To share the truth with all people. But that's how I see God elevating you and then using you in that way where people won't be able to deny the realness of God, to where if they do deny it, they're going to know they're denying it. You know, it's one thing when people are walking in ignorance and they're like, I'm just not sure if God is real. But it's another thing when they've had an encounter and they know he's real, but they're just choosing not to follow, or choosing not to get to know him, or choosing. And this is, and that's where he's going to leave people, where they know that he's going to use you to teach people where they know that he's real. And so if they're choosing not to follow him, then they know that they're choosing not to follow him, not because they don't believe he's real, but they just don't want to follow, which is different. So you're going to be a person who God is going to use to hold people accountable, to hold them accountable, because we're all going to face God one day, all of us. And when we're in the wrong, says even our consciences will cry out against us. You know, people God is justified in everything he does. When we face God, we won't have any excuses. And he's going to leave it to where people won't have an excuse. He's going to use you to in that type of way, you know, and it's a very subtle thing. You know, sometimes we can do a mighty work with something small. You know, a great fire can be caused by a small spark. So to not intimidate you, but God is going to use you in a mighty way. But, you know, when we hear that, God's going to use you mightily, you know, there's just visions that come in your head. But it's going to be subtle. So a great work, but just subtle, where you're just kind of amongst the people, you know, just kind of talking to them, just showing them love, grace, and they're telling you things, and you're just having conversations, you know, with people. But just those conversations will cause mighty things to happen. Just being loving and understanding. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for Carolyn. Father God, we thank you for the elevation, Lord, and we thank you for using her in a stealth-type way, in a very subtle way, to hold people accountable and to give people an encounter to where they know it's you. And so then it just comes down to choose you this day who you will serve, where it's a choice. It's not a matter of now do you exist or not. It's you do exist, but are you going to choose me? Because if something doesn't exist, you can't choose something that in your mind doesn't exist. But you can choose something that does exist. So we thank you that you're going to use Carolyn to bring about your existence, so to speak, in people's minds. Because you are who you are. You do, in fact, exist. But to some people, you don't exist in their mind. But you're going to use her to open their minds to where they know that you exist, and so then they have the choice to choose because they know that you exist. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I got two quick scriptures for you, Carolyn. It's in Proverbs 3, verse 31. Verse 31. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. And verse 35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
Mm.
Sometimes when you're going through and you're in a difficult time, and it seems like that people that are not moving the way you're moving seems like they're winning, seems like that they are triumphing in a lot of ways and just able to have the things that you desire, per se,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be positions on jobs, pay, neighborhoods, you know, just the aura of a style or a way of living. And you could really be envious of this in a lot of ways, and it causes oppression because it's a system that fools follow. It's a system that fools follow because they're only thinking pretty much about how they look externally. And they'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. You know, a lot of people are in positions a lot of times because they know somebody. Somebody pulls some strings.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the time just because you know somebody, that doesn't mean that what they have or what's available is for you. And sometimes, you know, you could really be out of the will of God because you know somebody. But it's the difference between God putting somebody in a position to be a spokesman for you, and he placed somebody there that he could trust to open the door for what he has for you. The world will try to make it seem like that's what it is, but that's not always what it is. You know, And so when you have your relationship with God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know when God is telling you something. And he said, just long as you move in wisdom, you're going to inherit glory. We inherit the kingdom of God, and that's glorious. And he says that shame shall be the promotion of fools. So a lot of times you just sit back and you just watch. You watch. And God will bring a lot of those things to open shame, and that's the promotion of those that move and live foolishly. And so that's what I have for you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you. As Tanisha was speaking, that's what I have been praying towards, being able to impact lives and being able to minister to others, particularly within my work setting, but not necessarily, as you would say, come off as being preaching to them. And I have been thinking about like strategic ways that I can do it. And it has been weighing on my heart. How can I reach these people without coming across too much of like a churchy or mentality or so? So I'm really praying and I'm looking forward to the wisdom that God will grant to me in that regard. And as Terrence was talking, I was literally doing an introspection because I was saying like, right, what envious of, and there's one thing in particular that I can relate to. And I may not divulge, but it has been on my mind and I have been praying that God will just settle that aspect of my life. And I'm just asking you to come in agreement with me, please, that the Lord will just perfect everything pertaining to me. I'm really desirous of one thing in particular. And I know everything will happen in the timing of God. And I just don't want to make a decision outside of the will of God for my life. I just want to walk within his will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for Carolyn. Father God, we come into agreement, Lord, to give her peace and to help her to desire the things that you would have for her. Help her to make wise decisions, Father God, and to not compare or feel envious or feel like she's missing out or to feel like she's being bypassed. But help her to walk in the truth of the matters. The truth of the matters. It's a timing thing. It's not a withholding. It's not that she's not able. It's not that you're not giving. It's a timing thing. So help her to walk in the wisdom of that and to be grateful for it, because we never want things out of season and we never want things out of time. And just like in the natural, we don't want undercooked food. So we have the patience for the timing of it, because we want to make sure that it's going to not be sick to us. The same food that we can eat that's delicious and yummy to us, if it's undercooked and served before time, can be sick to us. And we understand that, so we have the patience for that. So it's a timing thing, and we don't want things to not be things to arrive too early. We want things to be done correctly. We don't want things rushed, and we have patience for that. And so help her to take that same mentality into the spiritual realm. That it's a timing thing. And when she realizes that it's a timing thing, there's no feeling. Like, we don't get all upset when food is cooking. We just know that it's cooking and that when it's done, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't sit up there mad or feeling, you know, envious because somebody else is eating their food. We just know that we're just waiting on ours to be done, and we're willing to wait because we know that that's just what's needed. So help her to take that same mentality, Father God, to where she doesn't feel no type of way about the timing. She just knows that it's just a timing thing. I'm just waiting because I don't want something that's not ready. I want something that's done correctly. We wouldn't want nobody rushing to build our car and wheels popping off and flying off. We wouldn't want nobody to hurry up and build our house with those holes and cracks and rodents and stuff to get in. We have patience for certain things. So help her to have that same patience in the spiritual realm and to see things for what they really are, and to not let the lies of the enemy or the insecurities or the comparison, the things that he tries to use to get us caught up, let that not affect her to where she sees it for what they truly are through wisdom's eyes. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you both so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. God bless you too, and have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I really like what the Lord said about the timing thing, because that is so true that we do have patience for certain things, even the most impatient person.
Mm-hmm.
Their steak, you know, they want their steak well done. They have a tolerance for it. You know, they're sitting there and they just wait for the steak to be done. They know the steak is coming. They just wait on it to be done. They want it to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But in other areas of our lives, I'll never get steak. Everybody gets steak but me. Or, you know, getting upset or whatever. But we need to have that same attitude in the spiritual realm. That was good. I'm going to, you know, take some of that for myself, that to just be patient.
Amen.
You know, and to know it's coming, you know, just because I don't have it right now doesn't mean I can't have it ever. If I go to a restaurant and order a steak, and then after 5 minutes I don't get a steak, like, man, I guess they just don't have no steak. I ain't getting no steak. I mean, I wouldn't order steak because I don't eat red meat, but I'm just using it as an analogy. No, we would be like, well, you know, the server will bring it once it's done.
Right.
You know, once it's done. So, yeah, that's a good attitude to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the next caller here. 336-354, who are we speaking with?
Ruth from North Carolina.
Yes.
Hey, Mama Ruth, how are you?
I am blessed in spite of you all.
Wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, it is good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. In a minute. Yeah, in a minute.
Golden lady, that's what I heard.
The golden lady?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Golden lady. Like gold. Like you are the golden lady. You
know, really?
You're from.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The golden lady, that's what I heard when you started talking. What's it? Golden lady.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because gold has a lot of value.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's
thank you, Lord.
And even our country would create a note and a currency based on, they say, that the value of gold that's available. People are still mining today for gold. And you have to dig deep to find the gold.
Mm-hmm.
You got to dig deep. And it's something that God put it in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Being that we're made from the earth, I believe some of us have those gold nuggets in us, in our actual DNA, that's a treasure, and it's very, very valuable here in the earth. We're very valuable people, and I just see, like, the things that you are going to be speaking
are
going to be golden. You heard that statement right there. That's gold. You know, people say, that's gold right there. They mean what you have said is of high importance. It has a high level of value
mm-hmm.
in it. And what you're speaking is very valuable, and that's the stage that God has you in. Not even that you're speaking, even that you came. That you even welcome into your life has to match your value.
Mm.
It has to be an equal or greater value. It has to be equal or greater value.
Thank you, Lord.
Even that you entertain. You know, because sometimes you... It's just like with when you have like the money to purchase something, right? Let's just say a pair of shoes. You have the money, and you see these shoes that are of lesser value of another pair of shoes, and so you go and spend money and time purchasing something of lesser value, and it doesn't hold up. And so you find yourself going to purchase it again. And time. And it still doesn't hold up.
Then you
finally purchase the greater value. And
thank
it lasts.
Lord.
And it lasts. So you don't have to purchase it again. Because of the value of it. Value lasts.
Amen.
It's the reason why it was priced at a certain price, because of its value. It was made to last longer than the cheaper option. And God is definitely showing you in these days, pretty much don't waste your time.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't waste your time on this stuff, you know, constantly revisiting it over and over. You revisit it over and over, and it's costing time. And your time is gold. Your time is golden. I got one more thing, and I'm gonna let Tanisha jump on here. Okay, one more thing.
Okay.
Hold on. One more thing. Almost there.
Okay.
It says that there's a precious metal. It's precious.
Mm-hmm.
Precious. So when God says that you are a golden lady, it says that you are precious. That you are precious. And I know that over in, I believe in Psalms, they say precious in the sight of the Lord. That we're precious, of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. So if it's circumstances or people that are wasting your time and they're treating, and they don't understand who you are. And so because they don't know who you are, they don't know your value, they treat you carelessly.
Amen.
But you're precious. You're precious to God. And he wants you to know that, so that you can train others how to treat you.
You
know, just because you know me and have known me for years, you know, no. You ain't finna treat me like you treated me 20 years ago.
Thank you, Lord.
I know my value. I know my worth. And my time is precious to me. Don't waste
my
time. Because we have had this conversation before. We've gone through this before. I got to move on to things of equal or greater value.
Thank you, Lord.
and it's not to be mean, but what you're doing, you are teaching people that when you know your value, you have to show people how to treat you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When you go to the jewelry store, you see how they treat that gold. You see how they treat them diamonds. They got them all in cases, locked up, They put it on this old velvety cloth and everything. They don't even want to put their fingerprints on it. They treat it with care. They treat it with care. And so with people that's not treating you with care because they don't know that you are precious, you got to treat yourself with the care. That others have to learn to treat you with. You got to show them. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Not even being available for them.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't got to answer their phone, Mom.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't got to return their text.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You ain't got to. But what you do, you just turn them over to the Lord, and you trust God. And you trust
God.
Leave them with him. Leave them to him. And it's up to them if they're going to hear. And those that hear, God will let you know, all right, it's time.
Amen.
And then they're going to tell you, I get it. I know now.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you walk in your new value as the golden.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
The golden.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I got for you.
I receive.
Amen. What I got is I see the Lord using you to equip people in the body of Christ, and like Terrence was saying, that there's a value because some people in the body of Christ don't even realize that they want to get high on the word.
Right?
They want to get loaded on the word so that they feel good temporarily. You know, just like in the natural, a high is only temporary. People don't stay high. You know, even if they're high a lot, they have to keep getting high, you know, because the high starts to come down. And we have a crop of believers who like to get high on the word. But then, when the going gets tough, being high is not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Being equipped is what's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
And God is using you. And it's going to continue to use you to equip people and teach them. It's not about getting high on the word. Sometimes the word is not all cozy and toasty. Sometimes it's rough and raw, you know, but people want to hear good things. They want, you know, saints clap your hands and ain't good. And this, they want to hear certain things. They don't want to hear about the Antichrist. They don't want to hear about what's going to happen in the world. They don't want to hear about, you know, the systems and how the world is, the systems are changing. They don't want to even look at the book of Revelation at all. They don't want to understand it. They don't know about it. They want to stick their head in the sand. But we need to be equipped. Every word is in there to equip us.
Amen.
And to teach us. So if we didn't need to know it, it wouldn't be there. You know, but some people, they don't want to hear that. They just want to hear about financial blessings, and they want to hear about you know, healings, and they want to hear about all this other stuff, but they don't want to hear about standing up and not bowing down. They don't want to even be in that position to have to not bow down. They're like, nah, I'm not trying to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, they're too busy wanting to get high on the word. But what's going to happen if you are in a position where Nebuchadnezzar is confronting you? Then what? If you're not properly equipped, getting high ain't going to do nothing.
Amen.
And so God is using you to equip, because that's what we need right now. We need to be equipped. It's not about just feeling good.
That's
why we don't have scriptures talking about some, we have the feel good that surpasses understanding. No, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is not the absence of chaos. You can have peace in the midst of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And we need peace, not just to be feeling good.
Amen.
Everybody want to feel good. Everybody want to feel good. So you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego felt good to say?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what
you're
talking about, Nebuchadnezzar. We still ain't going to do it. And if we burn up, oh, well. But they were equipped.
Right.
And they were confident in who they served and who they were and who they served.
Amen.
And for the body of Christ, that's what we need. We need to quit just trying to feel good all the time, and we need to be equipped and confident in who we serve, because there is going to come a time where that scripture, choose you this day who you serve, is so true and so relevant. That's an everyday thing, but we're going to really, really see that scripture come to life as time continues, as things shift, as things change. Terrence and I were talking about that earlier. I see what's happening in the world. I see it.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
You know? Even with the, you know, you go to restaurants, you go to certain places, and they have you use your phone and use these QR codes or whatever. It's going to change to all that, where everything is digital, to where people who don't even want phones are going to have cell phones. But it's a conditioning, because then once you're conditioned to have everything digital, everything online, everything through cell phones, then it's not hard to say, okay, well, let's just put it on a chip and just chip everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a conditioning that's happening in this world that I see. I see the conditioning. I see what the enemy's trying to do and what he's trying to normalize. Let's normalize everybody relying on the government. You know, let's normalize if you not for anything that's against the body of Christ, that you're phobic or you're this, that, and the other. It's all being normalized, and it's a conditioning, because what's going to end up happening in the end, it's going to be either you're for the world or you're not for the world. Because right now, everything that we stand for as believers is being challenged. And if we say that we're not with the agendas, we're called phobics. But we're not afraid. To have a phobia is to be afraid of something. It's not phobics, or we're labeled as hate mongers, that we hate, even though that's not what we're saying. Just because we don't agree with something doesn't mean that we hate it. This is the conditioning. There's a conditioning that's happening in the world. That's what the world is being conditioning. And right now, there's a lot of gray. But there's going to come a time where it's black or white, and it's going to be either you're for the world and the peace and the unity of the world, or you're against it. And guess what? The believers are going to be looked at on the side of being against it. And so we're going to have to choose that day, each day. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to serve? If they say, well, you being a believer, that doesn't line up to the peaceful, you know, world's agenda. You look like you're not trying to be on the side of peace. What's evil is going to be looked at as good, and what's good is going to be looked at as evil. But right now, the conditioning is happening right before our very eyes.
Amen.
The conditioning is happening. And so when it comes in full force, the full blown, then, you know, the plan is exposed. Those who are equipped and confident are the ones who are going to stand, not the ones who are just trying to get high on the word.
Amen.
And God is using you, and is going to continue to use you to equip people. I want to be equipped. I don't want to just feel good. That's something feelings come, feelings go. Feelings are fickle. But I need peace.
Amen.
You know what? They say they're going to do this, so be it. You know, just they don't always feel good. Be like, oh, well, do what you got to do. But I can have peace in that. Even though I might not feel good, I can have peace in that.
Amen.
I can have peace and say, you know what? I'm standing on the word. So whatever you feel you got to do, you feel you must. There's a peace. And that's what I see God using you to help believers understand. What does peace mean? What does it mean to be equipped? What does it mean to be confident? Because maybe not right now. We don't see the need for that. But it's going to change. Things are changing right before our eyes, but we don't see what it's really doing. Where people are thinking, it's just because of COVID, or it's because of this, that, and the other. It's bigger than COVID.
I know that's right.
It's bigger than COVID. It's a mental condition that's happening. Right before our eyes are being conditioned. It's like we were saying earlier in the show that it's normal now to see people with masks on. Before, if you went in and saw a person with a mask on that wasn't a doctor, you'd be like, what in the world's going on with this? But now we're conditioned to see that as normal. And so there's a conditioning that's happening right now that people are not even realizing that's changing what's normal. And then next thing we know, boom, you know, everything's going to be different. And we as believers are going to be looked at as, you know, people who are not for peace. And unity, and people who are not for unity. But the word of God is clear that you can't love the world and love God.
Amen.
You cannot. You can't do it. But there's a lot of believers who have a lot of love for the world and the trappings and things like that. And so they're gonna be willing to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar because they don't want their cushy things taken from them. They don't want to be uncomfortable. Because they're too busy trying to get high. People who want to be high are people who don't want to be uncomfortable.
That's right.
So as believers, we can't be weak like we see this society. It's a weak society. They whine and complain and get offended by everything. So I've just never seen such weakness in my life.
They're
easy to break, easy to conform. They're easy. It's easy to shape them into thinking like the rest of the world. Their minds are easy. Easy. They live this, you know, this social media generation and believing everything they read on the internet, easily duped, deceived. Believers, we can't be like that.
Amen.
Going along with, just everybody thinks that, so everybody's gonna. We saw that with the election. We saw that. Mm-hmm. We saw God will allow things to show us where we need to be fortified, where we need to be strengthened. Mm-hmm. During the election, we saw some people who were highly respected, Trump's going to win. So everybody went along with it. Didn't hear from God a day in their life. But they just going along with it. Because this person said it, so they just trust it. Let me trust that person and trust him. And then he didn't win. And I backpedaled. Or coming up with excuses. What happened was, but showing that we was just as sheepish as the people in the world.
Amen.
We got to get out of that. What is God saying?
That's right.
Because that whole thing showed us where we have taken on the same mentality as the world, and they just go along with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, and this person said, and this person. I mean, people was putting everything on it. You know, if they were betting people, they would put the farm on it that Trump was going to win. People proclaiming, if he don't win, then I'm a false prophet. And then he didn't win, and they didn't want to call themselves a false prophet. You know, we got few people apologized that was, you know, loud and wrong about the election.
Mm-hmm.
It showed us as a body of Christ how there's a lot of people not listening to God. There's a lot of people that don't have an ear to hear, so you better be careful even about who you choosing to follow.
That's right.
And adopting what the person that you're following is saying is gospel. That you best be checking with God. And that's what God's going to use you to equip people to do. You best be having an ear to hear what is the Lord saying. I know with, you know, Bob around the corner is saying, but what is God saying?
That's right. That's me.
You're accountable to him. When you die and stand in judgment or you raptured or whatever's going to happen, you're not standing before Bob from around the corner. You're going to stand before the Almighty God. And you
can't use it as
Bob said. Bob ain't even going to be there. Nobody cares about that at that moment. What did I say? I don't know. Why you didn't know when you have the ability to come straight to me? You know, we don't have no excuses. So we really need to be equipped and we need to be confident in who we are and
we
expose even the people in love to say, hey, you're using the word of God to get high just to feel good, but It's more than that. It's a tool, even. It's a guide. It's a manual, and we need to be using it in all of its ways. There's layers to it, and don't just use it just to feel good. Use it to know what's going on. Use it to know how to operate, to learn, to know his ways.
Yeah.
Stop just using it for just one little piece, just to feel good. You know, so Lord, we thank you right now for Mama Ruth. Father God, we thank you that she's an equipper, that she's equipping the body to be doers of the word, to have it here, to not just want to feel good, but to operate in peace and to know what that means. That just because you have peace doesn't mean that all hell's not breaking loose around you. That doesn't mean that. It means that all hell can be breaking loose around you and you still have the peace that surpasses understanding. Where people trying to get high or trying to avoid the hell breaking loose or want to put blinders on so that they don't see it because they're in their own little happy place. But use her, Father God, to even expose those believers so that they are walking in wisdom and healthy, walking healthy, because we can have unhealthy ways even as we can have unhealthy ways, which is a sickness, and use her as a medicine to cure that sickness of people who are wanting to stick their head in the sand and not see what's going on because they're too busy trying to just feel good, or they're too busy trying to hold on to the things of the world that they don't even want to acknowledge or identify that they have love for the world. Help them to not have love for the world. We're called to love people, not the world.
Amen.
There's a difference. And help use Ruth to help people to identify what does that mean? What does the world mean versus people? And help use her to help people to shed that love that they have for the world and its things and its desires and its the things that entice. There's so many people who love attention. They love all these things that the world offers. It's like when Satan was offering Jesus things. And did not accept any of it. But so many people have accepted the offerings of the world, and now they love those things, and they don't even identify it. But use her, Father God, to help people to see the entanglements that they have with the world and to come out of the world.
Amen.
Let them see it for what it is, the stink of it, so they see the stink of what it really is, not the glamour of it, that it's a stench. It's foul. It's displeasing. It's in direct war, the word of God. It's in direct war.
Thank you, Lord.
It's an enemy to the word. It's an enemy to our Lord. And use her, Father God, to help people to see that you can't love any part of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it is in direct opposition. It is in a war. With the word. It's in a war with the Lord. And Lord, just continue to keep her protected, Father God, and to keep her mind right to see that it's all worth it. That everything even as she experienced is it's all worth it. That you bring value to things that don't possess value. And that going to every experience, every heartbreak, every downfall, every doubt of a person, every person who turned their back, every person who tried to cause her harm, you're going to make it all worth it because you're going to put value on it. Value where she has a story to tell people that, hey, I overcame all this and here I stand serving God.
Thank you, Lord.
That he does give beauty for ashes. He does make beautiful things out of ugly situations.
So
we thank you, Father God, that it's all going to be worth it because of the value that you've placed on it, the value that it will bring souls into the kingdom because of her story and her past and things that she's overcome. Help her to keep that in the forefront of her mind.
Thank you, Lord.
That it's all worth it. That, yeah, I had to endure some things. I had to overcome some things. But it's worth it. It's worth it because those things have given me a understanding. Those things have given me a testimony. Those things have given me a chapter, a book of, can read of my life and draw inspiration from it. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to come in a few on that, and after I do that, I'd like for you all to pray for Yana. But everything you all are saying is really, even the word that, you know, Terrence given, in somewhat, some of it, especially by, you know, telling the people, and then let it be that, that's about the third time through him that God has given me that word. And a lot of times, you know, with people, they, the woman is strengthening over and over and over and over. And I get vexed, because, you know, they won't really change me. You know, I have people mad at me right now because I don't allow them to let me do what they want me to do against the word. You know, so, but I am going to stand, you know, and everything you all saying, some of it I'm already doing, with the Lord doing me with the word. You know, a lot of times people don't want to hear it, but I just told somebody the other day, but I am compelled because God has given that word several times, but that teaching that word and bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deviate the way nobody want me to go or do even though I feel them. You know, so I thank God for that. And I do tell a lot of times things that I've came through and how what God had done, because I told people they need to know that there was others that have, you know, have came through and made it through and has a testimony. And to let them know you got to go through too. You can't duck and hide. You can't get me to pray, you know, pray you out of it, because I'm going to pray you through it. That's what I'm going to do. You know, so I, if I pray you out of it, you might worry me. So I think I better pray you through it so you can get on out of it. But I thank the Lord for, you know, for everything you are saying, and bless you back. I'll say a thousandfold blessing. You know, for everything the Lord have you, you know, have you saying and doing. And I am standing with you all for God's will and God's best in your life, in every aspect. And like I tell people, and I tell them, you know, on the blog talk and even on the other, hey, if I tell you I'm standing with you, I'm standing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take down, I don't take back. And if I can help it, I won't let you take down and take back. I said the word said. The word said. I break that thing in two. But we thank God for that. But keep them holding. I just want you all to lift Yana up in prayer, please.
Lord, we come touching in the green room on the roof tonight. For Ayana, Lord, we just thank you for grace. We just thank you for grace being sufficient in her life and her becoming aware that she has all. She has all right now.
thank you, Lord.
And letting her know that it's not by her might, but it's by his spirit.
Yes,
that
Lord.
He continues to yield and continue to trust God and to really just lose control. Lose control. Let go of the control that she thinks she has. And it's a false of control that the enemy would have you thinking, but she really lets go, then she really understands that she never had control in the first place. And we just pray that
Amen.
Begins to yield, to yield, to surrender all in Jesus' name, so that, that she can witness your glory. She can witness your glory and know that you are love. Lord, I just pray that she feels your love and that you really
Amen.
Know what love is, because your love surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Your love. Your love. So, Lord, we just ask that her heart is open and her mind is clear. Her ears are ready to hear. That she really can experience your love like never before.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. And I'll let y'all get on to the oven, but And like I said, be blessed. You all are blessed. I'm not going to say be blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed.
Amen.
You are blessed. Let me rephrase. Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. But I know this. Come back, like I said, a thousand fold in many ways. Many ways. All right, then. Well, we're going to say good night to y'all and let you get on and get the rest of them because I know others are probably waiting. But,
you sure you don't have anything else you want to share?
You know, when the Holy Ghost get on me, you know how the Holy Ghost do.
I think you got some more you need to share.
Oh, probably. But maybe I need to reset my mind and say that I had thought I wasn't going to get on here, you know, and say things, you know, like I said, how the Holy Spirit, because, you know, how he will control, you know. I really just, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, thank you. Glory to God. I just want to really encourage the Lord, people. The Lord has been telling me to tell people, get in that word. Get in that word. And study the word. Don't just read the word. Study the word. Believe the word. Stop trying to dissect it. Stop trying to diagram it. And trying to figure it out. Say it is. And begin to study the word. Oh, don't try to read a whole book at one time. You know, get on a chapter and study and study. And one thing that I do, I do use concordant or other dictionaries. And sometimes I look up every word, you know, because every word don't mean the same thing in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, study the word, and ask God to illuminate it and open my mind, understanding about it, and take time. Because one thing the Lord was telling me a lot of times, glory to your name, God, people read the word halfway, and then they come to pray about a lot of things when all they have to do was to do with the word single.
Right.
And God has told me a lot of times that people, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. People, I won't pray for this, I won't pray for when the Bible says, if you do thus and so, I do so and so. So I tell myself, you want to take time to study that word. You have to take time and study that word, get in that word, it is what it say it is. And one thing I tell with me, I'm not going to deviate because of even the things I'm going through now. Yo, and I tell people, if you can't stand with me for the will of God for my life, don't come give me your little instruction compared to the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to work. It's not going to work with me. And I said, whatever you promised me, don't be trying to introduce something else to me because I'm not going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to receive exactly what he said, when he said it, and I can especially, you know, when the Lord says something, I don't know how many times, because I tell people a lot of times, even things that you all say on, you know, blog talk, end of God use, it's something I haven't heard before, something God told me. And he just telling me, whatever I promised you, I'm going to do it. I said, tell me, that's it. And you can offer your advice and, you know, go here and go there and do this. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stand still. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
And still, I told myself, you all don't know even though I told a lot of people the way he taken me. He don't allow me to do like a lot of other people do. He helped me to stand still. At least because she's standing still looking foolish. But I get what I want. But I have to pay a whole lot of money for it or pay any money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to listen. Like I said, listen to the testimony. But what I'm finding out, a lot of time, I do see a lot of, they don't want to hear the word, the logo. They don't want to hear, you know. But I tell them you need that along with the prophecy in order to be able to record. Sometimes God go in a direction, the opposite from what the word is saying. If you may got the word in you, in your spirit, not your head, you faint along the way. Because I do see a lot of people that I minister to, they really just faint. They said they have meltdown. We all supposed to be having a meltdown. What do you mean meltdown?
Right.
Either you believe the word or you don't. If you don't believe the word, don't be bragging about that you know God is all of this and God is all of that. And, you know, I'm really just getting tired of phoning this. Just be real. You know, just be real. Like I tell my, I knew I got Christ in my life behind. I'd be asking for more. Give me more. I want more of you. More.
Right.
Give me so much more to just run by me over on people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. that I'm going to have to open my mouth with the very anointing of God the rest of my life. But trust them as I go where I need to go. That is what they need. I said, you all better get in that word, because in just like Tanisha said, people don't understand. They don't even see because their mind is on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Things that come on and happen. And I believe this too. I believe that a lot of times what people have to depend on those of us who are saving the Lord, those who we have tried to have us to give them what they need to be able to stand, they won't be able to find us. They won't be able to find us. Because the Lord had told me some years back that there'll be a lot of people that was in your past will not be in your present or your future. So they won't be able to find you because I see you at that time to give them what they need. And they refuse. They refuse to accept him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people better wake up. God's not playing. The devil's not playing. The world's not playing. And they're going to need that word. That's what's going on. They think it's a joke because they think that, well, you know, I can just call, you know, Sister Ruth, Mother Ruth, whatever come. I just call her to pray. But I already know because God already doing it. And that, you tell about the telephone. I got to pray sometime. I look at the telephone ring. I won't even answer. Don't even answer. I'm tired of saying the same thing over and over and over. And I have asked God, sometimes, what do people be calling me for? Because they know they're not going to do what I'm telling them, and they know I'm going to stick with the word.
Mm-hmm.
They can hang it up. I do it young. I stick with the word.
Right.
I won't deviate. I can't prove for, pay too great a price to play with God. Pray with God. I don't have time to keep telling you or try to switch it up. And that's what you try to get me to do. You know, they don't want to accept the way the word is saying it. Whatever they have come concocted in their mind, they want me to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. It's not working. I got to obey God. I got to stick to what he done told me because there's a lot of other people that need and want what God had put in each and every one of us. And I tell people, I know I'm not called to everybody. There is a particular people. They know they want more and they need more. So I am ready for God to, which I believe you're doing it anyway, open up that door, open up that door, and pour it out in the teaching. And like you said, you all said, now I had that word about three times the last week or two. God is intensifying the teaching. He's going to take me deeper and deeper. And then the Lord has said, too, he's going to give me a sharp tongue. I said, oh, Lord, I already hate you, Jesus. And you're going to sharpen my tongue some more? Because they don't realize what I do my inner man, because I put the word in my spirit. And the spirit of God in you can pick up in a spirit that's not here, too. Pick it up. I do my, you know, I know. But I just thank the Lord for the word in him and keeping encouraging me. Sometimes you do go through, so, you know, and he has begun to lately, too. A lot of people are beginning to receive what God has me getting, and they're appreciating me, and they're thanking God for me, you know, and they're not going back and forth with me with the word, you know, now, oh, and I see some change, I see some miracles and things happening, you know, so I know the miracles and things that he's been saying, even through you all and through others, I've been constantly getting back.
Mm-hmm.
God is giving me to prove some things to people. Because I was telling someone the other day, and I thought about the testimony that Tanisha had given me one time, or way back, and she was telling me the Lord had said that people didn't know who I was, but she's going to reveal. These people are going to know I was the real deal. And at the time she said that, I kind of laughed and not at her, because that is the word more like you to tell people. When you get this, you get the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my words I said. So God needed to say that just to confirm some things to you or me. And I see that it's I see it's happening. I see a lot of things the Lord has said through you all and through others that he's bringing to pass now. This is the season time he's bringing to pass. But I'm coming up against a whole lot more opposition. But I feel like he should qualify me for it. I really do. Not that I like opposition. I don't. But I can't hide from it.
Right.
I can't duck. You know, I can't duck from it. But anyway, maybe that'll help him so, you know, with the fun and speak. So I really have an itch here. Yeah, you know, and that's not limited, because that's another thing I'd be praying. That see, people don't understand when the scripture say, you know, that have an itch and hear what the spirit is saying. It's not so much a physical ear, because everybody got one of them. You got to have the spiritual ear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you got to have the spirit in you to have the spiritual ear also. You know, and I tell them, you know, that you need to pray for that. You need to pray that the spirit, you can be spiritually blinded.
Mm-hmm.
That God opens your spiritual eyes to see things, to see what's going on, see why you're going through, and stop whining. This don't make sense. I don't know why I got to go through. You know, I told God, I get a headache for listening to that. You know, you got to go through like Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pass the test. Everybody go through, but I tell them now, because I'm telling Yana the other day, I said, the more, if you begin to praise God and pray for the enemy and pray God bless them, I said, a lot of times you go through the test and trial quicker. But be complaining, but I'm just tired of them. You're going to stay in there until you do what you're doing. Because what he does, he changes your perception. So a lot of times he changes the situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. A lot of times he changes the perception, how you see it, and know that you're in there because he's perfecting you for greater works.
Mm-hmm.
For greater works. That's what it what it is. But even saying, I think what Jeremy had said about Ayana, the word was given the other day about her and the things that God was taking her through. The word was given to her the other day. But she knows when she takes me, she don't take me a whole lot with a whole lot of whining and crying, because she know better. You know. I'm going to stick to the word. I'm going to pull that word in her. You know, pull that word in her. But let her know, God has designed every test. I can't pray you out of it. You got to go through to be effective and for him to make you be the best he has called you to be.
Yeah.
And I always tell her, I don't want her to be no church bench Christian. I want her to walk in God's calling for her life. And that's what
mm-hmm.
we all need to do. That's what we always do. But anyway, let you get on with the other. But love y'all in Jesus, and which I know you know that. But thanks for everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you too, Mama Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. Thank you. Be blessed. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
That was rich and needed. You know, body of Christ needs to hear that.
Yeah, real. Like, just means don't be given the real. That's definitely the real.
Mm-hmm. What do people need?
Like,
people need the
authentic.
Real.
It's very authentic. It's very motherly.
Mm-hmm.
She gives it. And like a real caring mother is not really told you all right, like this bird. All right, now. It's your time. Gonna throw you up out there nest. I told you about the Lord, try him for yourself. You got that option. Either try him or not. Don't keep coming here.
Right.
That's true.
Me too. All right, let's go to our next caller here, 251-342.
Hi, guys. This is Latrice from Bama.
What are you doing?
It is well.
Yes, it is. How are you doing tonight?
It is well, in spite of. It is still well.
Amen.
Wow, amen. Let's pray. Wow. And see, like a hill, like you on, like a mountain. Mountaintop, since God is really taking you to the mountaintop to pull you away to spend time with him and to impart in you. And so that you could see things from an elevated level as well. The mountaintop experience, It's a very loving experience. It could even be kind of, how can you say, kind of rough too, because you know, to I've climbed the mountain before, and going to the top was definitely some work. Definitely some work, to say the least, to get there. But when you get to the top, the highest point of the mountain, the view, it's like you and the sun are like level. It's like the sun is right there. And you're able to see things like you haven't seen before, in ways you haven't seen them. And the way it feels when you get there, the air, it's a beautiful experience. And I just see that's where God is taking you, because there's some things he wants you to know that you have, that he's putting you, and it's classes in session, and it's really time to execute what God has put in you, and so he's gonna pull you away from people. He's going to isolate you for a moment. But in isolation, it's not to torment you, because you're a people person. It's not, you know, to punish you or anything or anybody else. But God is really going to give you a desire to withdraw. But it's for your good and those that he's called for you. Because it's a new level. It's a fresh anointing that God is opening up in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
And so just be ready for to be elevated. And because it's time for the truth to be told. It's time for the Holy Spirit to manifest and to operate fully in the body of Christ. It's really time to put the muzzle on religion. People operating in religious ways. And so God is definitely going to open you up to some more spiritual things.
To share,
because He has people in your life for a reason. And the reason that he has them assigned to your life is because they're here from you. And sometimes we'd be reluctant to say certain things because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. But I see God dealing with you on those particular issues. On the mountain, and when you return, you're gonna return with that authority that's needed, and that compassion that's needed, and that love that's needed. But you're definitely gonna be about your father's business.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you're definitely going to be back to your father's business, because you're going to usher a lot of people, Latrice, into the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
The kingdom way of living. The kingdom way of thinking. The kingdom way of seeing things. The kingdom way of being. God is putting the kingdom in your heart. To preach kingdom, to teach kingdom, the way he wants it to be done, and not the way that it has always been going on. So just get ready in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. What I saw was I saw a bottle of water, and I saw the Lord being like a bottle of water to you, and and him refreshing you. You know, it's just like when we go on a run or jog or we're out working out and we're just doing the work, we're doing what's necessary, and then we have some of that water, it just, it feels different than if we were to just have water, you know, with a meal. When you've been putting in work and working out and you have water, it's different. And I see the Lord refreshing you because you've been doing work, right? You've been working out, working, doing what he wants you to do. And of course, when we've been working, we do start to feel, you know, maybe a little dried out or tired or whatever the case may be. But I see God refreshing you, like being like a drink of water. And that changes everything, you know, just like in the natural. You work out and you're like, man, I'm done for. And then you have that water and you're like, oh, I can keep going. You know, it changes your attitude. It changes the way you feel even. And that's what I'm seeing. He's going to refresh you because you've been putting in work. And it's just time. You know, he gives us what we need. He supplies all of our needs. And sometimes we read that scripture and we think about finances and all that kind of stuff, but he says he supplies all of our needs. So whatever we need, he's going to supply it. And we don't always know our needs. You know, we do the best that we can do, but we don't always know what we need. But he's going to supply the need for you to be refreshed so that you can continue to do the work. So Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for being such a good God, Father God. We thank you that you supply all the need and that we can rely on that. We can trust you. And we thank you, Father God, that you're not like man, that you should lie, that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And so, Lord, we thank you for the refreshment, Father God, the refreshing of Latrice, Lord, so that she can continue to do the work that you've placed in her, the work that you've assigned to her, the work that you had in mind before you even knit her in her mother's womb, because it's an important work, Father God. It's kingdom business, and she's about it. And we just thank you, Father God, for her obedience. And we thank you, Father God, for her wisdom and her ability to hear what it is that you're saying. And, Lord, just refresh her in all areas of her life, wherever she needs to be refreshed so that she can keep going and even feel different, where she's like, oh, man, I've got a second wind to do what needs to be done. I've got a second wind to have this conversation. I got a second wind to fight this battle, whatever needs to be done, where she feels like she's got a second wind and she can do it. Because that first go round, when we first start off on a race, even we feel some sort of way, but that second wind is like a push to win. And so we thank you for that second wind that's going to give her that determination and that push to do what needs to be done. So let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he's already began the work. He's just doing it. People show up at the house, knock on the door, call on the phone, meet him in the store, see him on the street. He's doing it.
Wow.
We do tell the Lord thank you.
Yes.
He's working it out for my good.
Yes,
he is.
Hallelujah, God.
Wow.
Yes, God, it is real in spite of. And I want to yet again thank you guys for yielding yourself and your obedience to God and everything that you do, and do know that you guys are appreciated, especially in a time such as this.
Yeah.
And I thank on my behalf of the Wilson Ward family and for the rest of the listeners that don't say thank you, I do tell you thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate that.
Amen.
Not a problem. And you guys have a great evening and a blessed remainder of your day.
You too.
Thank you, Latrice. You too.
Wow.
Thank you much.
All right. Good night. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our next caller here, 803-991.
Hello, can I just reach this Angela of South Carolina?
Hey, Angela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing great.
Great.
Let's pray for you. See what the Lord has to say. Lord, we just thank you for Angela, Father God. We just thank you for her, the boldness. Yes. Thank you for her being bold, Father God. Just like we was talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were confronted by Nebuchadnezzar to say, hey, heard you guys are doing this. If they were bold enough to say, yep, we're not. Well, why? Because, you know, we're not bound down to you. That's against, you know, our God. And him saying, well, I'm going to do this if you don't do it. And they're like, okay, fine, do what you got to do. And even if our God doesn't save us, we want you to know we're not going to bow. And there's a boldness. It's very bold. So, Lord, we thank you for the boldness that you're giving her to stand for what's right and to even with people, that when she has conversations with people and they're trying to convince her to do what everybody else is doing, because that's what was going on. Nebuchadnezzar was tricked by his wise men or whatever, his people, his counselors, to sign something to say that people bowed to him at a certain time of day or so many times a day. And so when everybody was doing it, they were able to identify those who weren't doing it and to bring charges against them. And Angela, I see you having conversations with people where they're like, well, why aren't you doing what everybody else is doing? Everybody else is doing it, so why aren't you doing it? And you're like, I'm not going to bow. And I see God giving you a boldness so that even when confronted about things that you're not doing that everybody else is doing, well, you could boldly say, I'm not going to do it because it's against what God has told me and it's against the God that I serve. And not even caring about consequence, because when systems, people, whatever, want you to do what everybody else is doing, and you don't do it, there's normally a consequence. And I see you having a boldness to where you're like, I don't even care what your consequences are, what you threaten. I'm not bowing down, not going to do it. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you that that boldness is going to bring about glory to your name, Lord, and it's going to bring people into the revelation that you are real. Yes, let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for Angela. Like, I just see like you being like under an umbrella, just being covered. God equipping you with everything that you need to keep you covered during this season of storms. You know, you have the proper equipment to go through. And I see God reassuring you a bit, reassuring you that he has you covered, that you are protected. And we just come against any fears that might try to, that will try to come on you to try to get you to hesitate and to wait and to think this over, to think that over, when God is wanting you to move out and step out on your faith. So we bind fear right now in the name of Jesus. And we just call forth that like Jesus said, that boldness to take those steps that are necessary to fulfill the will of God for your life and the lives of those that he has assigned to you, that his purpose will be fulfilled through your life. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I've been asking God, praying for God to help me to be bold, be bolder. So, yeah, and I have been confronted with people trying to convince me that why I should take the vaccination.
Mm.
You know, my job. So, yeah. And I've already spoken about that with them as far as my beliefs and what I feel about it. So, yeah, that's
Mm-hmm.
Right on point. Yeah, just asking God to help me to be bolder in every situation. So, yeah. Amen. You all gave me a prophecy last year about a person that I knew, and you all made a statement about the person that have a leg to stand on, they would have come back to my life, and everything y'all said was right on point. The person did come back, and they actually said out of their own lips, and they had a leg to stand on. So just wanted to confirm that you all was right on it with that situation.
Wow.
So, yeah. Your own mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Did you have anything in particular you wanted prayer for tonight?
Well, yeah, mommy, my job too. I don't know how things are going to go with this, so just asking God to, you know, what I'm thinking about, you know, maybe looking at something online. Hopefully, I don't know, but just guidance and, you know, what's my next step, or is this the place to stay at just a little longer? Because with sales and everything, and with the way the economy is going, I don't know if he wants me to stay here, or should I just start looking now and trying to get my foot somewhere else before something happens, should I say.
Right. Well, we just thank you right now, Father God, for, we thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the protection realm, Lord, for Angela, Lord. Give her the knowledge of what her next step is, what she needs to do.
Yes.
Help her to walk in peace while she's there, to know that she's protected by you no matter what the company threatens, or no matter what goes on around her, that she's protected. But give her the reassurance, Lord, that at the right time, that you will let her know when she needs to go left, or when she needs to go right, or up or down, or whatever move she needs to make, that you will let her know what the move is. And sometimes that's difficult because we want to know in advance, like, okay, well, what do I need to start doing? Should I start preparing? Should I start doing this, that, and the other? And sometimes that's just not how you give it to us. Sometimes you give it to us to say, okay, now do this, where we don't know up until then. So give her peace while she waits and to hear what the next move is, and help her to not be anxious about it, to be anxious for nothing, to just, it's just business as usual until you say otherwise. And you do everything in timing. So if she doesn't know, it's because she doesn't need to know right now, because of timing, and that she can just keep doing the work onto you, not even onto the company, onto you, and to continue to stand firm on what you've told her, because that's going to bring about like a revival of sorts in people to see her standing boldly and still being protected, or standing boldly and then you providing a means of escape. But regardless, people are watching and people are going to be ministered because of her boldness and her commitment to what you have told her. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and just give her streams of income that don't involve a job.
Yes.
Streams of income. So that we get even more bold when we don't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
When we're just there because we know we're supposed to be there on assignment, versus when we're there, when we know we're on assignment, but we also need the income. So give her streams of income so that even when no matter where you place her, she could be more bold because she doesn't need anything from them, that she's there simply to give whatever it is that you have desired for her to give, mm-hmm. that she knows she's there on assignment. Like, I don't need you, you need me. And I know you need me because God placed me here, and he's going to supply all the needs. And so I'm here to supply needs, whether you recognize it or not, and whether you serve them or not. So flip it for her like that, Father God. Streams of income to where these jobs aren't needed. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
You're
Amen.
You're welcome.
Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
Okay, y'all too. God bless.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that. Miraculous deposits. That's mm-hmm. awesome. I like that. Streams of income too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it like rivers, literally, like, you know, like how there's some bodies of water that there's different rivers that, you know, deposit water into it and, mm-hmm. and then it expands it. That's what I saw with her being expanded.
Mm.
Expanded. That's awesome. Let's go to our next caller here, 709-500.
Hello?
Hello, hey.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, this is Destia.
Hey, Destia, how
yes.
are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good.
Great.
Let's pray and let's hear what the Lord has to say for you tonight. Lord, we just thank you right now for Destia, okay. Father God. We thank you for we thank you, Father God, for, like, I see you really having a very strong trust in the Lord, where you, despite the things that you've experienced or even disappointments or things not quite panning out the way you thought they were going to pan out, that there's a trust that you have. It's just like with Joseph, when Joseph was getting the dreams and he saw correctly, but he kind of misinterpreted the dreams. Then he went through what he had to go through, only for the dreams to still come to pass. But there's a trust that he had to have had in God. And imagine when the dreams came to pass, how his trust level really skyrocketed. So despite what he had gone through to get to the dream manifesting, there was still a trust in God. And that's what I see. I see you having a very deep trust in God, despite and God showing you his hand in everything that you've experienced. And I see things being restored to you, you know, restored. It's kind of like even like when your internet goes down and when they fix it, they say they restore it. So you're back in business. And that's what I see God doing with you. I see him restoring things to you. Like hope, restoring your belief in certain things. Because I know I've ministered this over and prayed this over you before, but I see God using you for the sake of even your family. Like God using you to create generational wealth in your family. And that's something that you have to believe that, despite what you're seeing, despite the things that's going on, even despite the state of the world, what's going to usher it in is your belief. And I see God even restoring that to where you believe that, despite whatever situations you've faced or facing or what you're going through, that God is going to use you to bring about generational wealth in your family. So Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for, God, we thank you that you are providing means, like providing basic needs even, like housing and transportation and income and all that kind of stuff. I see God really guiding your steps for just basic needs. And that's going to cause your faith levels to go up, because it's going to be, you know, it's going to come about in ways that it wouldn't normally come about, you know, where it might be having a conversation with somebody and then somebody giving you a ride and you seeing a sign and then you calling a person and something like that. Like it's God's going to supply all of your basic needs, but it's not going to be in like ways that people normally go about making sure that their basic needs are covered, if that makes sense. Like even like when we look for apartments and stuff, you know, we normally go through certain websites or, you know, apartment hunters or whatever the case may be, but I see God supplying that in a different type of way. where it's just a step-by-step-by-step thing where you know God was involved in transportation even and finances and all that. I just see God supplying those needs for you, but it's not going to be done in traditional way. But it's going to be done in a way to where you're like, that was none but God. So God gets all the glory, honor, and praise, and that helps you to have a strong faith. And that helps you to, it helps your belief so that you can believe for bigger things and believe for things that seem so far-fetched and so impossible. Because, you know, faith is something, it's a substance. It can be, faith can be built. And so we have to be able to believe God for something little in order for us to believe God for something big. Sometimes we're trying to stretch our faith and it just doesn't go that high yet, but God is going to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Even by just the basic things. So we thank you for that, Father God, Dastia's life, that you're supplying all the needs and that you're going to do it in supernatural ways to where you get all the glory, honor, and praise, and his faith levels rise and his belief levels rise as well. So we just thank you, Father God. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. You got something, Terry?
That was right on. One point. I was getting pretty much the same thing.
Okay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Amen. Do you have anything in particular you want to pray about tonight?
No, thank you.
We just thank God for it. Thank you for calling in, Dastia.
Stay focused.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. You too. Good night. Go to our next caller here, 240-482.
Good evening or good morning. This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hey, Valerie, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Great.
Doing great.
Let's pray for you. Hallelujah. Lord, just thank you for Valerie this morning. We just thank you for the morning time. It says, weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Mm.
And so I believe, based off of what you said with morning, the Lord says your joy is coming.
Yeah.
You're in your joy season. Your joy season, the things that you have been waiting on to get confirmation for, and this, that, and other, your confirmation is now. Joy is has arrived in your life. The Lord is going to teach you how to be a joyous person,
mm-hmm.
and how to spread joy, what joy really is from a spiritual perspective, what it really means to have peace in the midst of storms, what it really means to be overjoyed and have a high level of compassion for people that do not know what joy is, because he's the fullness of joy. God is going to open that up to you, Valerie, to experience, and it's to, I see him using that as something to take the relationship to another level, because there's some things God has for you, and so God still has to trust us as well with what he's prepared for us, as well as us trusting him. He has to trust us to handle certain things. And there's certain things that he's assigned to certain people. And what he has for you is very dear to him. Is very dear to him. And so all of the heartaches that you have encountered, they have been, God has used them to really show you, to really see that he can trust you. based on how you responded to them. Yeah. Yes. So you're in the season of joy, the fullness of joy, overjoyed. And you can spread joy.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta teach people what joy is, what the joy of the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is your strength. That's going to be your strength to overcome any and everything, like a whole new valor. A whole new valor. People are going to see it. They're going to see it. And it gives you an opportunity to share it. When they ask, girl, he's like, well, okay, since you asked, let me go ahead on and drop this seed on you. And it's going to be a life changer. It's going to be a life changer. And I just thank God for that happening in your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you right now for Valerie, Father God. Thank you for, I see God giving you verbiage, knowing how to, what to say to people, to kind of like, to shut them down, so to speak, where when people are trying to, because people will get you caught up in words, and I see God giving you verbiage to shut down when people are trying to come against you with their words. And they won't be able to, they won't have a rebuttal, they won't be able to outword you, so to speak, where it's just going to be a complete shutdown, to just stop it dead in its tracks, to stop the madness. Because people will try to antagonize, and they'll, you know, people try to be slick about it, you know. But I see him giving you the exact verbiage to shut it down, so it doesn't even gain any traction, doesn't take any root. It's just nope, nope, nope. And pretty soon, people who keep trying to get into it with you, they'll stop, because they'll see that every time you shut them down. But that's what I see God, you know, with you, God doing, when giving you the verbiage to shut people down that don't have good intention, that are trying to just, you know, pick fights or create drama, you know, or try to make you miserable, or just, you know, trying to get on your nerves, or whatever the case may be, where you're gonna shut it down. You're gonna shut it down. There's no where they give them nothing, where they literally gain nothing from it, but regret. So Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the verbiage. We thank you, for the discernment, Lord, that she'll be able to identify it, and then that you will give her the words to shut it down. So where it's not in business anymore, you know, it's not in operation anymore, you know, you're snatching the engine out of it, so it's not going anywhere anymore. You're taking the wheels off, so it's not gaining any ground, to just shut it down completely, and let that be done in Jesus' name. Yeah, that's what I literally saw, like a shutdown. Like, I mean, I'm talking all the way shut down. You know, there's levels to shutdowns. I mean, imagine somebody trying to come at you, and they're gunning for you in their vehicle, and the Lord just snatches their wheels off. That's what I saw. Like, I mean, that's a shutdown. You're not going nowhere now. You have no wheels. You know, they're just literally skidding on you know, axles. they're not getting nowhere. Or I saw like a train and all the, you know, the wheels going off the train, or the tracks being removed from the train. It's going to crash. You know, it's not getting anywhere. You know, like the Lord is going to give you verbiage to like snatch the heart of the matter of what the person's trying to do, to snatch whatever's driving them. You're going to snatch it out to where it can't go nowhere. You know, it's like snatching a motherboard out of a computer. It doesn't work anymore. Snatching the wheels off the car, it can't go anywhere. Snatching the tracks off the, you know, away from a train, it needs that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's going to have you, like, legit shut things down when people are trying to cause friction and drama and all this kind of stuff, and they're trying to be all, you know, crafty with their words with it, where he's going to give you verbiage to where they're going to just be confused and mm-hmm. say nothing. And Terrence and I have experienced that, mm-hmm. you know, with certain individuals where they just come in, just every time they come and they're coming with some nonsense or drama, and God has done that with us, where he's given us the verbiage to just shut them down. And they keep trying at first, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just stops.
Yeah.
They get tired of getting shut down. And they just don't even try because they already know what the outcome is going to be. It's a strategy, you know, and God is going to mm-hmm. teach you about his ways and his strategies and how he, you know, gets things to line up to what he's trying to do. But that's what I saw. So I just thank God for it.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
Wow. You got anything you want us to hook up with you in prayer?
Yes. I just wanted to ask for prayer for two things. One is speaking of strife, you know, there's been some strife in my house with the kids, myself and the kids. You know, just the kids just seem to be, just have heightened anger, and I really don't know where it's coming from. And I wanted to ask for prayer for peace in my household, and also just for God's grace to be with me at work. I'm just overwhelmed, and you know, my current situation has just been very stressful, my home situation, and it's you know, I don't want it to negatively impact work, and so just prayer for those two things.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing with Valerie, Lord. We just remove the seed mm-hmm. of anger in those children. Whatever has caused it, Father God, we just dig it out
yes.
from the root.
In Jesus' name.
Let that seed, that root, shrivel away and die in Jesus' mighty name, and help her to identify what the root cause was in the first place, so that it doesn't have any womb, so that even gets shut down, even that, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it like, even some words that, like, words that were seed,
mm-hmm.
sort of seed that was put in the children to cause anger.
Mm-hmm.
So we dismantle, Father God, those words.
Yes.
We disable them. We take away their power right now. We render them null and void. We strike them from the record. In Jesus' mighty name, so that they do not possess any power. And let the seeds of those words die right now in Jesus' mighty name. And you give Valerie the no on the entrance, on how the words were able to even come about. And help her on her job, Father God. Help her to do what's needed on her job. Sometimes everybody feels like what they want is what's needed, and sometimes that's not needed. It's just a want. So help her to prioritize her day, her workload, and what's needed, Father God, based on the truth priority, not what people think. Everybody thinks that, oh, they need this done, they need it done tomorrow, and it's something that can be done next month. So help her to do and have the discernment to do what's needed, so that she's not having unnecessary stress, so that she's not taking on more than needs to be taken on, and just help her do it day by day, not to worry about tomorrow, but to just do what needs to be done in each day, and to walk in mm-hmm. that peace, and to even let people know, and to speak to people and let them know that things will get taken care of.
Yes.
You know, but stressing me and hounding me and all that, that's not going to get it taken care of. I will get to it. and I will ensure that it's handled before, you know, it gets worse or before it can escalate into a bad situation. But I'm going to do this based on priority. Give her the knowledge and the understanding and the discernment, Father God, to just do what needs to be done for each day, what needs to be done so that her stress levels are eliminated. And we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you all so much. That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for very much for calling in. We hope you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Awesome. Let's go to our next caller here, 828-989.
Hello, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you tonight?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Awesome.
Good.
Let's pray for you.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Jennifer. Lord, we thank you for the education that you have assigned education for her, Father God, and just give her the mind to receive the education that you desire for her, Lord, and to let her know that it's not even about with education, it's not even about just being a good candidate for the world and their system, because I know the world tends to like, you know, education for certain types of jobs and certain types of opportunities, but God is using even the education as means for you to meet people, like you're on assignment. But of course, He'll use God uses everything. He'll use the way the world does things to get us where we need to be. But I see Him planting you more so than anything. That it's not just for you to get educated. It's for you to meet certain people. For you to connect to people. It's for you to for people to be in your presence so that you can identify things in people, so that you can pray for them, or so that you can minister to them or befriend them or whatever assignment God has for you. But it's a people thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a people thing more than anything. And so that's just the assignment that He has for you. You know, sometimes He'll assign us, you know, at a job, He'll assign us in a community. There's all sorts of assignments. And we might say, oh, man, this is just where I'm going to live. Or, oh, whoa, this is just where I'm going to work. Or this is where I'm going to go to school. But it's really that you were assigned there for the people that's there. Mm-hmm. And yes, you benefit too. Yes, you have a place to stay, or, you know, you have a job or a career or whatever. Or, you know, you have opportunities to get a degree or whatever, certificate for the education. But that's not the only reason. It's the people, too, that you're there for the people. And that's what I see God doing, is that there's education assigned to you, but there's people that are assigned to you that tie in to all that. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the education. We thank you that you're taking care of things for her and that she knows that she feels that. That you're taking care of things. That's what I see the Lord like really trying to stress to you. I'm taking care of things for you. Like I've got that. I'm taking care of that so that you don't feel stressed about certain things. You don't worry about, well, what's going to happen with this, or what if I get this student loan debt or whatever the case may be. You know, He's like, I'm taking care of things so that you can have peace. So just do the assignment. Don't worry about the stuff that normally would come with it. I'm taking care of things so that you can just focus on what I need you to focus on and not worry about things that I'm already taking care of. That's like what I'm seeing Him saying to you. I'm taking care of things. I'm taking care of things. So, Lord, we just thank you that you take care of things. Look at how you take care of the birds. Yeah. They don't work, you know, and they don't worry about what they're going to eat. You know, they're taken care of. And how much more will you take care of us when you take care of the birds? So help her to even remember that, Father God, that you take care and you know how to take care of us. Because if the birds are taken care of, how much more do you take care of us? So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We just thank you for the overwhelming grace. And God is just saying, extend like mercy. Extend mercy. And have mercy on people, for people, because they know not what they do. They know not what they do. Yes. And love definitely is going to be the plow that's going to open up that ground so that you can get the seeds in. Love. And sometimes in love can be rough. Sometimes, you know, love ain't just a hug and a kiss all the time. Sometimes love is denial. You have to deny some things or some people. Love is the truth. And sharing the truth. And then just clearly just it's love gonna hurt sometimes. Say that, and that can be what's needed. Is what's needed, and so we just thank God for opening you up to do what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
To do what's needed, not what you want to do, but make sure what you want to do is what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what you want to do is what's needed, and we just pray that you move with the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You move with the will of God, because God will have you do some things that's needed. A lot of times that we don't want to do, but when we pray and say, God, I want to do whatever is needed. Now, that's what you want to do. And so we just pray that his will for you be revealed so that you can operate and receive the fullness of him during this season of your life. Amen.
Amen. When you said love, that sometimes love hurts, I saw her operating. Because, you know, there's a difference between Some people say, well, love doesn't hurt, but sometimes it does. And there's a difference between hurt because somebody's beating you up. That's not love, mm-hmm. versus it hurting because you've got some major damage that requires an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, anybody has an operation, the recovery hurts. So doing something necessary for your growth or for your life to be spared or whatever the case may be. You know, sometimes having a tough conversation with a person could be hurtful to that person because of their maturity level. But it's coming from a place of love. So God is going to teach you how, you know, that just because something might hurt a person doesn't mean that you're not doing it in love. Because sometimes love does hurt. But again, there's difference between inflicting intentional pain on a person versus doing something out of love that may cause pain. Because of the nature of it, like the nature of surgery is pain comes with surgery. I've never heard of a person having a surgery and then saying they didn't have any pain afterwards. That's just part of the recovery process. Something's been opened. Things have been fiddled around with and instruments have been put in people or stitches or whatever the case may be. There's just been a manipulation to the body that's not normal. So the nature of it is pain in the recovery process. But the surgery was most of the times necessary. Even if a person has elective surgery, there's a pain that comes along with it. And when it's an elective surgery for maybe aesthetic reasons, they feel that the pain is worth the gain. So there's difference to it. Even having a conversation with a person and it might hurt their feelings because of the level of maturity that they have, or and maybe it's just a hurtful conversation. but it's not like you're trying to inflict pain on them versus something being hurtful. You know, somebody might be believing something that God didn't place in them to believe. And so having a conversation to say that's not of God is hurtful because they really believed that it was of God, but yet it wasn't manifesting. And then God using you to say, no, that's not of God. And you need to release that. And that could be hurtful, but you're not going into it like trying to inflict pain on them. You're not trying to sledgehammer them over the head. You know, you're just operating in obedience and love. And so that's what God is. I see God really teaching you about that and how to fully operate in love with no limits. Because sometimes we put love in a box. Well, no, because I love them, so I'm not going to say that because then that's going to be hurtful. And that's no. If it's necessary and needed, then it needs to be done because God supplies our needs. Sometimes the things that we need are going to hurt, but all pain isn't a bad thing. Some pain is necessary. You know, and we got to let pain do its work. Some pain is in the will of God, and we let pain do what needs to be done. And so I see God really opening you up to that realm of what it is to really love people and to do what's necessary for, you know, and that's what love is. Love does what's needed. Look at God. God is love. If God supplies our need, and if we love a person and we know that they need something, then we're operating in a God-like way, even if the need is hurtful. You know, sometimes when God supplies our needs, we you know, he might say, you need to stop eating this type of food because it's causing you health problems. And you're like, well, man, if I stop eating ribs, you know, oh, my gosh, it's so hurtful. I grew up on ribs. It's part of my family history and heritage, blah, blah, blah. And it hurts, but that's needed because you have gout or because you have high blood pressure, whatever the case may be. But God's not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to take away, you know, your rib fun. It's just that's what's needed because of the DNA makeup of your body. You can't eat like that, you know. And so God is going to teach you that, that sometimes love does hurt. But there's a difference between inflicting pain on purpose, intentionally, with the intention of causing a person pain and misery versus doing what's needed out of love, knowing that the pain has a purpose. And identifying the pain differently, like this is a necessary pain and it has work to do, and allowing it to do its work and not getting in the way of the work that it needs to do. So I see you really growing in that area.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, I'm really feeling that. Wow. Praise God. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's something I really needed to hear. That's just resonating with me, my spirit.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's a lesson that we all need. You know, we're here to love. You know, one thing of the word of God says, owe no man nothing but love. You know, we owe love to people. You know, it's even if we break down the Bible and break down the story and break down our walk, love God, love people, love self. So we have to know how to love. A lot of us don't know how to love. You know, a lot of us have been taught ideas of what love is, but we can see love in the body, you know, as a body, we can see love in the Bible. And we can see how God dealt with people. Look at Paul, you know, he had to go blind. I'm pretty sure that was hurtful. Imagine having your sight... having your sight anymore. That was hurtful, but that was necessary to get him to from Saul to Paul and writer of most of the New Testament. If he didn't go through that, we wouldn't read most of the New Testament. That was what was needed for him to have his conversion. You know, there's just, we see story after story, even Joseph being in prison. That was obviously needed. If it wasn't needed, he wouldn't have been there. You know, so we see God operating in love and sometimes it being hurtful, but it producing something that hurt working, you know, the work brings about something. You don't just work and it's just in vain. You know, when you work, it's producing something. So something comes about, you know, even when you go to the grocery store, they call the vegetables produce. Because it's a product of work it's produce, that's the produce of it. So sometimes pain or hurt, it produces something good and something beautiful and something necessary, something needed for that person to be who God has called them to be. And so as believers, when we're really trying to walk in love and loving people, we have to keep that in mind and look at our examples in the Word of God, that we can't just always be sugarcoating and trying to make things comfortable. Sometimes people need to be uncomfortable. Sometimes people need to be called out on the things that they're doing, you know. Sometimes people need to be boxed in or imprisoned, like Joseph. Sometimes these things are necessary to level people up and to get them where God wants them to be. And so we have to remember that when we're walking in love, if God is telling us to do certain things, we need to just be obedient to that, because we don't know what kind of produce is going to come from it. Sometimes it's beyond our imagination. Here Paul was, a killer of Christians. And then he changed from Saul to Paul and became a lover of the body of Christ and writer of most of the New Testament. That's a dramatic change. That's dramatic. But it was that blindness was needed, and that confrontation with Christ was needed, even though that had to be hurtful. Imagine thinking that you're right, and then the Lord himself saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" How much pain that had to cause. But it was necessary for the conversion. So I really see you really grasping that and having a full understanding of that. And then that relieves you of guilt, because sometimes we feel bad when we say something or, you know, done something that causes another person hurt. But there's no guilt in it when you've done it out of love. It's a trick of the enemy. He tries to bring that guilt on you so that you're not doing it next time. See, you have that conversation, and now look at what you did. Now they're feeling all bad about themselves and blah, 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 but they need to feel bad about themselves. Maybe the things that they're engaging in are not good things, or things that will cause their destruction, or things that have got them off of the path of God, or whatever the case may be. And yeah, they might have a moment of sorrow and kicking themselves in the pants and feeling sorry for themselves, but then maybe then that will convert into them really seeking and seeing, okay, is what Jennifer told me true? And searching and looking for truth, because when you seek the truth, you're going to find it. Some people are not seeking the truth because they think they've already got the truth, and they don't. They're operating in lies, but they don't know it. And so it takes having a conversation in love to expose this is a lie. Mm-hmm. And at first, they might get all puffed up in their ego. Oh, no, this is true. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But then after a while, after their ego deflates and their little feelings, you know, evaporate, and they start to ponder what is what she said true. I wonder, and then they start to seek it, and they're going to find it. And then it causes a conversion. And now they're operating in truth. Now they're operating in what's going to make them free. Now shackles can come off of them, off their mind and off of, you know, the way they operate. But the enemy will try to have us focus. See, look at you hurt Paul's feelings. So you're like, oh, next time I'm not going to hurt that person. So next time, no. So God is giving you freedom tonight by teaching you that sometimes love hurts, so that you don't have any guilt or you don't hold back on what needs to be done, because we don't make people. So we don't know what they need. Only God knows what people need. Everybody doesn't have the same needs, and we see that when we study the Word of God. He didn't deal with everybody the same, but he dealt with everybody according to what they needed so that they could be who he called them to be. And we have to just trust God that these are your people, and I trust that you know what every person needs. So if this is what needs to happen, and this is the role I need to play in love, then I'm going to trust you, because I don't know. You know, if I have a conversation with this person, it's going to break them. No, it's not. Or if I do this, it's going to be so hurtful, they're going to jump off a bridge. They're not going to jump off a bridge. God knows what they need. So that's awesome. I'm learning.
Well, I really needed to hear this. this is exactly what he's been doing with me, and there has been so much guilt, and he just freed me from that tonight through you both, so thank you.
Wow, you're welcome. Wow, praise God.
I just, shackles just come off me. Wow, yeah, I'm this person. I was obedient to the Lord and told this person what I was hearing, and they went into major depression and been seeing counselors, and I just thought, Lord, did I hear you right? And just the guilt, and of course, you know, they didn't talk to me for a good 4 months, and they've recently come around, but I've been hearing the Lord tell me, you know, don't go there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to work in this person. So, I just have a weight off my shoulders right now. Thank you. Thank God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Wow. That is awesome.
I wanted to tell you, Tanisha, you gave me a word about a month ago. You said you saw like this cage over my mind, and that God was going to free me from like old thought patterns, and that you saw a butterfly, not a caterpillar, but a butterfly. I don't remember. I don't know if you remember telling me that, but it was about over a month ago, and it was like 2 days later. I had left my cabin to go down the mountain to get some groceries, and I've made that trip so many times, but it was just crazy. The Lord pointed out that I don't know how many mailboxes. I've never seen a mailbox with a cage over it ever in my life, but I literally saw it was a mailbox with a big cage over it. And the Lord said, look closer. And when I looked closer, on the mailbox was this big butterfly. He was like confirming the word that you had given me.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'll ever see another mailbox with a big cage and a butterfly in it, but it was just a pretty amazing moment for me. I got that confirmation. So.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen a mailbox with a cage over it.
No. No, it's like he knew the path that I would take, and he, you know, the Holy Spirit just pointed it out to me. And I mean, I literally, coming back, I had to pull off to the side of the road and snap a picture because I'm like, I'm never going to see this again in my life. There's no way. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. I love when God does that because, you know, sometimes we do hear a word and we really want to believe it. And then mm-hmm. He'll send something to confirm it, so that it can solidify our faith in that word, and that we know that, hey, that was me. You know, that was me speaking through that person, telling you that this is what's going to happen. And then he confirmed. I love that. I mean, he's done it several times too, where I'm like, there's no way. I remember one time I was praying and I was like, Lord, you know, bless me in this area. And I was like, you know, health, body. I can't remember the way I did it, but I had an order of the way I would pray things. And then I called in to Randy, and when he prayed, he's like, Lord, bless her in blah, blah, blah. And he did it in the exact order that I prayed it to the Lord.
Wow.
The exact order to where I was like, Lord, you are blessing me in those areas, that my prayers are not just, you know, I'm not just putting hot air in the universe, you know, that you are listening and honoring them. And it was just such a life-changing moment. This was when I was new, you know, PGM was still new to me. But I remember that just changed everything. Because I'm like, wow, you really be listening to my prayers, Lord, because this man has no clue what I prayed this morning, and basically parakeeted the prayer, even in the order. Like, God's going to, you know, God bless her in this blah, blah, blah. And he's like, God's blessing you in this area, these blah, 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 blah areas. And it was exact order that I prayed it in. So I'm like, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So those confirmations, wow. they change your whole life. You know, it's not just changing you in that moment. It changes your life, you know, the rest of your life. So you can trust, mm-hmm. you know, that God is speaking to you. And it lets you know that you serve a living God. You know, he's alive. So it's just awesome. That what a blessing.
Wow. Yes. He is good.
Yes, he is.
Good. And I love you guys both. And just thank you for just being his vessels tonight. And I tell you what the words meant to me tonight. Thank you so much. Both of them. Both of them meant something very specific to me. So praise God and thank you. Thank you for blessing me.
You're welcome. And we love you too. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've got 6 minutes and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more. I'm going to just pray over the area codes and prefixes because I want to make sure we get everybody tonight. Next caller. Did I just get this caller? I just forgot just that fast. I was going to pray over them anyway. 903-918. We thank you for 903-918. Father God, I see a lock, like a lock on something. God giving you the key. So you will have the power to unlock things. Because sometimes we're trying to obtain something. We're trying to get something. And we're like, why can't I get this? Why does it feel like it's not opening up to me? But it's literally locked. Literally. And I see God giving you a key to unlock it. So that you can get things that you're trying to get. So that's what it is. It's not that you aren't deserving. It's not that you're not smart enough. It's not that you can't figure it out. It's literally locked. But I see God handing you this golden key because I see the big lock and it's a golden lock, which means that if it's a golden lock, it's locked by God. He's locked it. So it's a timing thing. But I see God handing you a key, a big key. And unlocking it, and it's yours. So I don't know exactly what has the lock on it, but I just sense in the spirit that it's, you know, something that's been, you've been trying to get to, and you've been working towards, and it's like it's causing you frustration because you've not been able to quite get to it. But now it's a time, it was a timing thing, it was locked by God. I see a big golden lock, big, beautiful golden lock. And God giving you the key to it. So Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for the unlocking, and we thank you for the humility to receive all of the things, all the blessings that you have for them, and to just give you glory, honor, and praise. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person is 111111. So hopefully you know who you are. Lord, we thank you for 111111. We thank you for the coming out. Like I see God putting you out in the forefront. So you're coming out, you know, it's kind of like the person I could think of is Joel Osteen. Just because that's the first person that came to my mind. Like he said, he liked to be in the background and that kind of thing. God just kind of put him out there, right? Put him out in the forefront. And he ended up surpassing even his father's membership and that kind of thing. But that's what I saw with you is God putting you out there, coming out, even though you don't necessarily want to. You know, most of the time the people that God has as the face of things are people who don't want to be the face of things. You know, I remember when God would first minister to me when I was a baby in Christ about, you know, being used in ministry and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't really want that, you know. Even most leaders don't want to, they don't initially want to be leaders. They just accept that that's who they are, you know. And that's what I see God putting you out there. You know, you might not necessarily be striving for that, but that's the will of God for your life. Mm-hmm. So we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 951-966. We thank you for 951-966. We thank you, Lord, for covering sensitive sensitive places, things that are sensitive and susceptible. I see God covering it like a diaper, like a baby with a diaper, you know, covering sensitive areas of a baby when you think about a diaper, you know, sensitive, susceptible areas. And that's what I see. I see God covering you, covering, having, putting a covering on you for areas that are sensitive or susceptible, right? Delicate areas, things that don't need to be exposed to people, things that need to be hidden, so to speak. And I see God covering you, covering those areas so that you're not exposed, so to speak. It's like a grace thing, that God really covering you in grace. Because if a person was to go outside without any underwear on, they would be what? Humiliated. You know, they would feel some sort of way. They'd be exposed. They could get in trouble. But if they're covered up, nobody knows what's going on, you know, with them. And I see God covering you up so that situations that could expose you, so to speak, and try to humiliate you will not take place. They will not come to pass. So God's covering you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we just thank you for the grace and the covering. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person is 903-808. We thank you for 903-808. Thank you for the turnaround. Like, see things turning around. Like, it's going in one direction right now, and it's literally going in that direction. That God causing it to turn around. You know, it's kind of like you wanted something to go left, but it's going right, and you're believing still that it's going to go left, but it's literally going right. That's just the facts. But I see God making it literally flip, turn around, and go left. So keep believing. It doesn't matter which direction it's going in right now, and the fact that it's not going in the direction that you want it to go in, God is going to make it turn around. You're going to see. You're going to see it flip around and go the direction that you want it to go. So keep believing, even though it is literally going the other direction. Keep believing because it's going to flip around and go the direction that you're believing. Well, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Next caller is 251-229. Thank you for 251-229 for the shattering of strongholds, the shattering of generational curses, the shattering of bad teaching. Like, I see God just exposing things and shattering them, right? And so they're breaking off of you. Sometimes we don't know we're operating in that stuff. We don't know what's going on, but God's going to shatter it, and it's going to break off of you. Strongholds, generational curses, and bad teachings. I see them shattering off of you, shattering off of you. Let that be done in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you for it. We thank you for the shattering of the strongholds. We thank you for the shattering of the generational curses, and we thank you for the shattering of the bad teachings so that they can walk in truth and reality. But sometimes bad teachings will have us live in a false reality, which is a lie. And sometimes strongholds will literally keep us back, like a muscle against us. Stronghold. It's strong. It's a strong hold. And so we think of, sometimes we don't think of strongholds as holding us back. You know, we think of it having a hold on us, but really it's holding us back from certain things because of a mentality. So I see that being released in bad teachings. You know, people mean well a lot of times, but sometimes people got some bad teachings. You know, even Randy was recently talking about the bad teachings that a lot of great men and women of God taught about the rapture and about the end times and all that kind of stuff. People getting their heads chopped off and all that, just craziness. Mm-hmm. Bad teachings from well-meaning people. But I see God releasing you from that, shattering that, so you're not operating in bad teachings. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next call is 478-233. We thank you for 478-233 for the I see the fruit Like, I see fruit in your life, like you coming into harvest. You know, if you study agriculture and, you know, if you know a little bit about it, of course, you know, things, you know, you put the seed in the ground. It's got to be in good ground, right? It can't be in, you know, hollow, dry, crusty ground. It's got to be, the conditions got to be right. And then the seed basically dies and then it opens up and then you have to cultivate it and all that kind of stuff. And it takes time for a harvest, but you're doing what needs to be done. Even though you can't see it, you know that it's going to produce eventually in season. And I see you in a season of harvest where you're going to see the fruit of your labor, so to speak. You're going to see the fruit, even though it might have been a while. Or you might have been toiling over this thing for a while, but you're going to see the fruit. So, Lord, let that harvest come forth in Jesus' mighty name, and let them rejoice. Let them just rejoice in the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Last caller here, 646-474. Lord, we just thank you right now for 646-474. We thank you for the movement. Like, I see movement. It's almost like you've been stuck in traffic, so to speak, in certain areas. Boy, that's what it feels like. L.A. traffic at that. I don't know if you know anything about L.A. traffic, but they've got some horrible traffic. Like, their traffic just sometimes just literally sits. Here your car is running, your radio's going, right? Clouds are going past you and you're just sitting there. They've got some pretty bad traffic. And I see that's what it looks like. I see like areas of your life where you're in the car, right? You've got your radio going, you got your car gassed up, but you're just in traffic. When you're in traffic, you can't go nowhere unless you turn into a monster truck and just start driving over cars. You know, and that's not going to happen. You just sit there, even though you're in a position to go somewhere because you're in your car, car's gassed up, you're on the freeway, can't go nowhere because there's things in the way, things being cars. You're stuck in traffic. And I see God causing movement. So those areas that it feel like you're stuck where you're just behind the wheel and you're like, man, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting any traction. I'm not getting any ground. I'm not getting any mileage. I'm just sitting here where he's clearing the path so that you there's movement so that you can see, okay, I'm getting closer to the destination. I'm getting closer to the goal. I'm not just spinning my wheels. I'm not in a hamster wheel. I'm just in traffic. And God's going to show you the purpose behind even the what looks like it's a delay. You know, sometimes things look like delay and they feel like delays and they upset us, but really it's a timing thing because God is making sure that when we get there, there's certain things that are in place that probably would not have been in place if we got there a day earlier, 2 days earlier, a year earlier, whatever the case may be. God has a good plan for our good behind all of it. He uses all of it. So even what's looking like it's bad, even when the enemy tries to come for us and tries to delay things, God uses all of it for our good. So we thank you for that movement, Father God, that they're getting closer to the destination, and that as they see the movement, that their faith will grow and that they will continue to believe for what you've placed before them. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. We love you all. We're always praying for you. Keep us lifted in prayer. Pray for PGN. And be sure to tune in tomorrow. I think there'll be a 7 o'clock show and then a 9 o'clock show. But until we speak again, we love you all. And good night.